Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
All right, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-Word, along with my alluring co-host with the most, Miss 100%. And tonight, we got Latin Laser, we got Red Velveteen, Cadillac Carter, and Lady Blaze making up.
All right.
We got Shiro's in production in the house tonight. So, you know, if you're a superhero fan, and even if you're not, this is definitely the series for you, and this is the show for you tonight, because we're going to bring these amazing young ladies on the show, and we're going to talk Shiro, because you can never have enough Shiro's in your life, can you?
Right.
And if you want to holler, give us a call, 646-929-2037. Is the number. Once again, the call-in number 646-929-2037. And if you, as I always say, too shy to call, feel free to email me, dick@smoothdrama.com. Once again, you can email me, dick@smoothdrama.com. And if you're social networking, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, tag, MySpace, I'm everywhere. If you want to hit me up and add me on Facebook, tag, MySpace, I'm Dick Hugger. If you want to hit me up, follow me on Twitter. I'm Smooth Drama. You follow me, I'll follow you. You add me, I'll add you. I'm sociable like that. Speaking of sociable, a funny thing I read, the opening statement in the Barry Bonds perjury trial. Bonds says, yeah, I was on steroids. And I'm like, yeah, really? Everybody, I don't understand the trial, first and foremost. Everybody knew Barry Bonds was on steroids. Everybody knew half of Major League Baseball was on steroids. That's not really a story. And the fact that they have him on trial for perjury and they don't really have a case because the guy who supposedly supplied it to him refuses to testify. It's like, I don't understand it. Yeah, okay, he lied. He took steroids. What? I'm like, I don't really care. I don't know too many other people who really care whether or not he took steroids or not. I mean, does it really matter? You know, I'm not understanding why there's even a trial waiving taxpayers' money on a trial for Barry Bonds for what? He took steroids. Everybody took steroids. I mean, if I knew how to play baseball, I probably would have took steroids too. Psych. I'm just saying. I mean, the majority of the league, they came out a few years back talking about how many players, it was like in the hundreds, that tested positive for steroids or human growth hormone. So I'm like, yeah, he was cheating, they all was cheating. Okay, are you going to ban the sport now? I mean, the whole we going to put him on trial for lying about taking steroids, like he gonna come out like everybody else came out. And speaking of coming out, the funny thing, you know, we're in the midst of the NCAA tournament right now. You know, people like myself, basketball enthusiasts, we watching our brackets, whatever. Like, like hawks. We really watching these brackets. There was some controversial calls, been some controversial calls, and this is something that happens every year where one team feels cheated. There's a call, one team loses, you know, it's one and done. There's no coming back in the NCAA tournament. Why does the NCAA come out after a game Sunday where Marquette upset Syracuse? The NCAA comes out and says, well, yeah, there was a bad call. And, yeah, that's it. It's one of those things where you say, all right, so we lost because y'all cheated. And there's no recourse. It's like, well, I broke into your house 100%, and I took all your stuff. I'm sorry. And just leave it at that. I don't give it back to you or nothing. I'm sorry.
It's kind of a slap in the face to even open your mouth and say anything. That would be something I would keep to myself. If, yeah, I made a bad call, but there's no way that I'm going to come out in public and say that I made a call that caused someone to lose a game and just act as if it was nothing or act as if it meant nothing. I mean, it may mean nothing to them, but to these players, it means the world. So then that's like, you know, double jeopardy that made them lose the game and then to come back in their face and say, yeah, I did it. So what? What now?
Right.
So basically, that's what he's saying.
Right. Well, it's not just the whole NCAA. I'm like, I don't understand why they would even bring it up. I mean, you know, the kids already lost, and they're probably trying to get over it. And now come throw some salt in the wounds. Like, yeah, you really should have had a better chance, but we kind of screwed y'all over. But no biggie. Y'all can come back next year.
Yeah, so take that. Move on. That's basically what
they're saying. Oh, real quick. The great state of Hawaii is about to make a whole bunch of people happy. The great, they are in the middle of passing a bill that for $100 you can obtain birth info of our President of the United States, Barack Obama. So now, because basically they're saying they're inundated with so many calls that they can't, that they're introducing this bill. So you know how everybody's like, oh, he's gotta show his birth certificate. We don't believe he's born in the United States. So now they're, for $100, all you people who were really curious about whether or not he's born in the United States or not, for $100, you can go ahead on and fulfill your fantasy. Get that birth information. Yeah.
Okay, two things, really quick. How is that even possible? And then why is it relevant?
Well, it's obviously relevant to these people 3 years later. Like, we have seen birth certificate. We got to see the birth certificate. You know, that come up all. I mean, Donald Trump even said that the other day. I don't believe he was born in the United States. Okay. $100. Everybody can get their birth certificate on, and hopefully it'll go away. Probably won't, because they'll continue to say he's an Antichrist and it was fabricated. I'm sure something along them lines will be said. It's
you won't be able to obtain birth certificate information on anybody. It's just Barack Obama.
Yes, pretty much.
Well, isn't that special?
yeah, I don't understand the fascination with it. I understand it, but I don't understand it. And at this point, I just think it's funny. I just want to see how many people, I mean, you know, Hawaii is like, yeah, we're going to make some money.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just don't understand how that's even legal to sell somebody's birth information, because you can't go to the Bureau of Statistics or birth statistics and say that you want information on me, because they're not going to give it to you. So why is it legal because you're paying for it, $100 for it? I just don't, that's such a waste of time and energy to even go through something like that.
Well,
and I hope they won't make a dime.
No, Hawaii's going to make a lot of money. I mean, it's not for Hawaii. It's to satisfy these folks who bring it up. That's who it's for.
That's,
you know, their mind, ghetto boys, their mind playing tricks on them. They can't help it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
On that note, before we bring the Sheroes in, we're going to go to a song. It's my boys, H-I-S-T, H-I-S-B. Come out and play.
Education and opportunity are here for the asking. Education and opportunity are here for the asking. And Houston rewards those who work. Houston is holding on to the traditions while welcoming the new. We're looking forward to tomorrow. And we're ready to fly. 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 Fly.
Drive block to block, it's loud enough. The people on the street nod to the rock. Keep the windows down, surround like an intercom. Spit with a megaphone, glide over CD-ROM. Standing on top of Savage Yukon, wheels roll the ground. They come out of households like, what's that sound? 18's in the back, groundbreaking the track that kick like hacky sack. We cruise with jewels through the hood of neighbors. On the roof, rapping for your vote like the mayor. Bill White on the mic, I kill right player. Murder since gold friends and light bright player. Losing my balance, we hit the corner fast, pinky. ISD, my dogs like Winky Dinky. Shuffle they feet, the Hollywood hustle. Chase down the street, trying to catch a peek of the heat. Come out and play, come out and play. Ride all day.
Come out and play, play, play. All my people say, turn the volume up, cause it's loud enough. What? Turn the volume up, it ain't loud enough. So come out and play, ride all day, ride all day.
For a long time, got a lot inside my mind. Peace of mind is hard to find, but peace of mind stay on the grind. Speak of grind, speak of street, speak of blasting week to week. The trees beat clouds walk, wind blowing big hawk, big pokey, big mo. Driving fast, moving slow, slow it down, volume down. Hello hood, look around. See them playing, see them serving, see them swerving, see them urban, see them bourbon. ISD, music, magic as an urban. Worthy to assist, man, fab, hit the brakes fast. L wasn't strapped, damn, almost hit the brakes dash. Flash, flashing pictures of the hood till it's nothing left. Beats, spit, megaphone, rhymes till they out of breath. Out of plots, out of plans, out of land, I be goddamn. Hood is looking native to the south-sided African. Take it back to Rebel Tracks, come on, play this song for that. ISD is here to stay the weekends with your back.
Come
back
out and play, play. My people say, turn the volume up, cause it's loud enough. What? Turn the volume up, it ain't loud enough. So come out and play, ride all day, ride all day.
Damn, Scotty, why you spit it so atrocious? We in that FOPO, F around and get us posted. Popo's laying low in the cut to revoke this. Grand spit audio, they looking for the dopeness. It's my third strike, I'm going down and they know this. Logo on the ride, peace of mind, we're soldiers. They popped up quick, handcuffs to the wrist, mashed up on my fist. Now the people looking on from the street getting pissed. Like, what's a cup of piss? One grabbed the megaphone, then he raised up his fist. It's looking like a public enemy rally in Brooklyn. Thinking to myself, what the hell got in the Houston, doors coming open, windows getting broken. People rising up in the south and they've spoken. The district, we want justice. load up the buster.
Good afternoon, America. This is Bobby McSnuggle, and we're live at the scene of the weekend rally. So far, there's been a sequence of events to take place here. I'm not sure what the outcome is going to be. The people are screaming, the weekend is near. We want justice. We want justice. There's been bloodshed and hostage standoffs. We will continue to give you worldwide coverage of this horrific event. From all of us here at HISD News, I'm Bobby McSnuggle reporting to you live. To all you guys out there in TV land, can't play the rap bars till you stop playing the sample.
HISD, come out and play. And now, while we're talking about coming out and play, let's get our esteemed guest on the phone so we can talk to the Sheroes. I'm ready to get into some superhero stuff. Or something like that. So, looks like for anybody who's paying attention to the NCAA tournament, Duke is not going to repeat as national champions. They have been smashed. Ugh. Makes my bracket.
Hello.
Hello, Shiro's in the house. What's happening? Welcome to Smooth Drama.
What is going on? Welcome to the
Sheroes
world. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good, man. I've been excited to get you guys on. I've been trying to get y'all on since I first met you at Comic-Con last July. So this is like a, you know, I enjoy what y'all do.
Well, we are glad to be here. Thank you very much.
We are. Finally, we have come.
Now, before we get started, tell us how y'all came up with the concept for Sheroes and how y'all came together.
Let's see. Okay, well, it started with a little trip to Paris. And when I got back, I'm Terry, by the way, Terry Benjamin. When I got back, I was very inspired, and I just wanted to, you know, do something different, you know, with my career as an actress. So I came up with the idea of doing something for my reel, you know, being a superhero, a black superhero, and then I talked to the girls, I connected with the ladies, and they were like, yeah, let's do it. So that's how it happened. We all went into it with passion and energy, and we created this thing from, you know, from the beginning. So that's it.
Your series is like crack to me. I'm like, oh, I got that.
Wow, that's good.
That is
like
so here.
Glad you strung out.
Hey, well, you know, it. I know on the website it talks about how y'all infused the whole Charlie's Angels and Batman. I was like watching it. It took me back to Saturday morning cartoons.
Oh, that's crazy.
You know, watching it. I mean, it was like, yeah. And
that's
awesome, because that's definitely
what we eventually
want to
segue into, so that's good to hear that, for sure. Yes.
now, as far as the characters go, tell me where are we going in the 50-year-old universe? I mean, what can we look forward to going forward?
Well, going for Adelandi, a.k.a. Red Velveteen, and going forward, you know, we did the web series. We've written a 30-minute pilot, and we're kind of out there pitching and shopping. So if you know any people that are looking for a hot TV show, if you got any connects to the network, please, you know, introduce us.
That's me. Nobody wants y'all show on TV more than me. Well, maybe y'all, but.
So, you know, we're definitely shopping the TV show. We're also looking into animation, and then we're also in the process of writing a feature script. So we're really trying to, you know, go all avenues and hope that one of these pop real soon. That's our goal.
Well, I know I've been getting ahead of myself. So why don't y'all introduce yourselves to the people?
Well, if we go right again, I'm Londi Maduro, a.k.a. Red Velveteen.
Yes.
And what's up, world? I'm Celeste Sullivan, and I play Latin Laser. And hello again. My name is Terry Benjamin, and I play Lulu, a.k.a. Lady Blaze.
And hello, I am Vicky Brown, a.k.a. Cadillac Carter.
All right, well.
Stop with 800 voices on right now.
Well, I got to say, one, Cadillac, what happened to you, man?
You mean where did I go at the end?
Yeah, you just got took off the set.
Well, you got to stay tuned to find out what happened to me. We're receiving you, you know, with bated breath.
Yeah, I know. Trust me.
And trust me, definitely developed the story in our pilot. So that's why you got to keep the fingers crossed, you know, for the pilot, for the feature. That story is definitely in there.
And to keep you hooked, for those who are hooked like yourself, sir, we also have some more kind of like Shiro skits that we're editing right now that will be going up shortly. So you have to look out for those as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
You'll see us in our element.
Right.
Yeah.
Boy, oh, boy.
Do
you see it?
Yeah, well, see, that's what I wanted to talk about, like delving into your elements. You plan on developing the characters where we see the origins and talking about the dynamic between the Latin Laser and Red Velveteen and Cadillac Carter and Lady Blaze and your individuality. And how you bring that to the team concept.
Yeah, definitely. As we move forward, we are definitely, you know, like, you know, kind of like along the lines of what you see in lots of pilots. One episode may focus more on one character, the next and the next. And that's what, you know, our writer, who is Terry Benjamin, has done a great job at in our, you know, in the pilots that we're pitching, you know, in regards to developing people's stories, showing, you know, the people that may be, you know, all six, maybe two people are a little bit closer this week than next week. These two people are closer, you know, for X, Y, and Z reasons. But, you know, Terry, she's done a really good job of developing that. And it's our baby, so, like, any baby is constantly growing. You know, we're learning. We're throwing in new things as we go along. But definitely, I think that Terry's done a good job of developing our characters, for sure.
And, you know, as you stay tuned, each character, they do have their quirks. Every superhero has a weakness. Mm-hmm. And every
Yeah, I saw the trip tonight.
But aside even from that, something that takes away our part, we each, you know, we're not your average superhero. We each have a quirk or a thing that kind of sets us off a little bit. And as the stories progress, you'll get to learn more about who each superhero really is.
And you'll also see more of us in our daily lives, our alter egos, where you'll see kind of the human part of those superheroes and the whole Sex and the City type of feel in our upcoming episodes as well.
Yep.
Like, to give an example, like, you know, Margot, who is Cadillac Carter's alias, she's like a, you know, she's a PR by day. We got, you know, Constance, who is Red Velveteen's alias, and she's a, you know, librarian, completely opposite of the sexy, hip-lining, you know, hair flowing, you know, chick that you see kicking butt at night. You know, we got Latin Laser, who, you know, is a fashionista, you know, owns her own boutique. And then we got, you know, we also have, who her real name was Penelope, and then we have Lulu, who is Lady Blaze, and she's like, you know, She kind of brings the slippers. Yeah.
She's a girl with no job in the next scene. She can't hold a job. So we can find a job out there for a Lulu, please call the Smooth Drama Station.
Okay. Craigslist.
We going to get you a job, Lulu. We going to get you a job. I'm sorry.
Okay. How about the TV like late to watch that?
All right. So I know we got Comic-Con coming up here in the next couple of months. You guys plan on being there. You have a comic or you debuting animated series, what you got happening for Comic-Con?
I don't know. We're in the works. We're figuring that out, so you got to stay tuned for that one as well. You know, they got a couple things in the works, so we may be there in costume again. Possibly.
Well, hey, you guys in costume is all right by me.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, we loved it, and we definitely, you know, love that whole... Just being at Comic-Con is great. I kind of want to go there just as myself. a kid and just be a fan. So, but we'll see. We'll see. It's in the works. We're discussing it.
Okay. Well, definitely look forward to seeing you there.
Yeah, if not Comic-Con, you still got to, you know, stay tuned to the website. As you know, as Lonnie said, we have some upcoming, you know, skits that are going to help, you know, develop that explanation of our characters one more in depth coming up. So we definitely have a lot of things in the works. We're trying to, you know, keep our fans entertained, so we're constantly trying to provide them with, you know, newer stuff. So definitely in the next month or so, we're going to have some new footage, and we never know. We may be at Comic-Con.
So definitely tune in to SheRoseInProduction.com.
I know I wanted to talk to you about the technical parts of it. Talk to people about how, the struggles in getting a pilot out there.
Oh, wow. Where did we begin?
it's a lot of work. You know, outside of just writing and making sure that you have a really strong pilot, you have to make sure you have, you know, at least 12 more episodes, at least a synopsis of 12 more episodes, so you can show the network how you see your show developing, and they may take that and say, you know what, that's great, and that's cute that you gave us this, but we really want to do this. So it's a fight to, you know, keep the integrity of the piece is what we saw, you know, Terry's original vision. It's always a constant fight of keeping it. You know, we really wanted to make sure that we were representing the women of color, not just black women, but women of color in general, and making sure that it sticks with that, because we know that they're going to want to throw a blonde hair, blue-eyed in there somewhere, and an Asian woman. But we wanted to make sure that we kept it about these women of color, and so that's always a constant fight. So, you know, for anyone who's ambitious or who has a dream to get a pilot or a show on television, stick to your guns. Stick to the things that are important. Mm-hmm. Make sure you keep to the integrity of your piece, because it's going to be a fight, and you just have to be prepared, and if it's meant to be, it's going to work out. You know, it's all going to work out.
I actually wanted to talk further on that, because I know myself, I can't ever recall in my life a series with all black women, well, all black people in general, much less comic or otherwise. I think the closest that I can get where you have black heroines would be like Marvel Comics Heroes for Hire.
Right. And I think that's the thing. That's why I'm really trying to bring a new element to it, you know, which you're touching on. It needs to be, you know, it's time. It's time. It's, you know, it's time for a black president. It's time for, you know, superheroes that are diverse, that are, you know, multi-ethnic, that are going to bring different people to the platform opposite of the norm, but still relating to the reality of today. You know, right. You know, it's not just white people who are heroes nowadays. We have black heroes and, orange, pink, purple hair, so to speak. You know, it's like really trying to embrace that, you know, really trying to bring that unity, you know, not just saying, oh, no, we're not just here just for black folks. No, we're here as women of color to show and represent the world. And show the potential and where you can go, and that it doesn't matter what you are and what situation you're given, you know, good or bad, you can rise above no matter what your skin color is.
Yeah, and also stomping out those stereotypes.
Yeah,
because
right.
So many times you'll look at a TV show and the only black female on there will be the, you know, the attitude,
the bitch, you know, so we're...
Uh-oh, don't worry, you can say bitch.
Okay.
I'm sorry, don't matter.
Okay, I know.
Okay, no.
Another thing, when you look at Shiro's, you know, it's real. I mean, we're not necessarily ghetto, but we can get ghetto on you. It's real. It's about the real black woman out there. You know, not all black women are sassy with attitudes, you know,
right,
you see on TV. So.
And not all black people are from the hood.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Well, I know that's like a segue into, I'm sure you may have heard of what happened with the whole Fab Five, the Michigan Fab Five and Grant Hill controversy, Jerry Rose.
No, brief aside, you probably should know. Wait a minute. Oh, wait, you're talking about
Jalen Rose did a documentary. He did a documentary about the Fab Five in Michigan. Chris Webber, Jimmy King, Juwan Howard, and Ray, I can't remember his name.
Mm-hmm.
But they talked about how they were players that weren't, and Jalen Rose made a reference that Duke wouldn't recruit a player like him. They would only recruit the Uncle Toms. And he prefaced it by saying that this is how I felt then. And then, of course, Grant Hill does a report in the New York Times, and it's out there. And it's something that's being discussed, and it's sort of along the lines of what you young ladies just got through talking about. How,
well, I thought they would have still been talking about that timeout Chris Webber called.
I know, huh?
Pretty enough.
Well,
wow.
That's interesting. So now there are, is it like former teammates arguing against each other, and you know, one's trying to stick up for the man, one's not trying to, like, what's going on?
Well, see, Jalen Rose, who played for Michigan, you know, he alluded that Grant Hill was an Uncle Tom because he recruited him. Which, of course, understandably, and Jimmy King even took it further and called him a bitch.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and so, of course, Grant Hill would take exception to that. And, you know, I'm a Uncle Tom because my daddy was a professional ball player and he took care of us.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
My parents stayed together. That makes me
non-black. I'm sorry, I have a problem with that. You
right.
know what I mean?
Which is why, for as Shiros, we want to represent that, because it's very sad that on TV they can't see past that.
Okay.
I find that very disturbing, especially as
yeah. And, you know, being out here in LA and being black women actresses, because of the images that are out there being portrayed of us, I feel it's our duty to create something that shows who we are.
Yes.
Like,
right.
I mean, that's one of my, I'm an advocate of women empowerment, not just color, women of color, but just women. Like, just to show those faces, we are human. We bleed, we cry, we do everything, just like every other woman. And people need to know that. And it's not being put out there, so we're here to put it out there for you. You know?
And another great example, I mean, like Terry talked about, we all went to Paris together. And when we were in Paris, they're like, oh, so you like bling bling? You like, and we were like, what?
It was very sad and disturbing that if they weren't asking us what tribe we were from in Africa, they were asking us if we like to dance in music, hip hop music videos.
Because that's the image.
Because that's all they know about black people in music.
Yeah,
and that's what needs to change. That's what we're trying to
do. That's what we are doing.
That perception.
Yeah. And then getting into the homes, you know, so people are seeing it in their homes, because that is the essence of it. That's really where it starts, you know. I mean, and so it could reach out to our communities. You know, I even grew up with that situation, you know, being black and white. My mom is Afro-Guyanese. You know, she, you know, as opposed to coming from Africa to America, she went from Africa to Guyana. The cultures are still the same. We still went through the same struggle. And just to, when I would break it down to, you know, some friends, it's like, you know, my mom's from South America, but she's Afro-Guyanese, you know, it's more like the Trinidadian culture. Just the ignorance that you receive from people who don't understand stuff. You know, I think it's really getting to the point of letting people, teaching people that even if you don't understand it, you're not the one to judge it. Try
right.
to learn about it. And
right.
that's
educate
what makes you
yourself.
Educate
exactly.
yourself. Exactly. Don't knock something that you don't understand.
Right.
You know, that, like just, so that's why, that's really what we're trying to do with Cheryl, get into these homes, get in front of the minds of these kids, show them that we're regular. You know, people with special powers, and you could be too. You know, we might shoot lasers and blow kisses and wear hair and but you using your mind and your spirit is just as strong as this.
And not only that, but just imagine kids growing up right now. There's a black president, and let's say every Saturday morning they wake up to four black women being superheroes. Their mind is limitless. There's nothing that they can accomplish because the image, they see it right there. It's tangible.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to dream or wish or think about it. It's right there.
Mm-hmm.
So, and every, or wish they were a Wonder Woman and a white woman with black hair. They don't have to imagine that. They can be whatever they want to be. And that's
right.
what we want to
yeah.
instill.
I mean, that was one of my main, the main impetus for me to having you guys on, because when I saw you, I'm like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about right now. You know, I mean, it's not just the black women. It's, you have a great story. It's
right.
something that's missing now, because there's not a representation for the kids out there. Everything is the ambiguous hero, non-hero.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, where why can't we have good and bad? And
yeah.
you represent the good. And
yeah.
young
yeah.
women who have never seen what you bring as an image, in image of beauty and being heroic, seeing that and thinking along those lines.
Right. Thank you.
Hi, ladies. This is Mrs. 100%. I wanted to just say thank you for doing this web series, because just like you said, the Wonder Woman thing, as a child, I'm 36. As a child, there was no positive African-American female role model. And I was that girl who wanted to be Wonder Woman. I wanted to dress up like Wonder Woman and do everything that Wonder Woman did. And watching the web series, I mean, I got so excited just to see it. And I kind of felt funny being so old and getting so excited, but then, you know, by the end of by the last part, I was just thinking, like, look out, he's behind me, just what? And I just really, it took me back to my youth. So this is, it's a wonderful concept. Keep doing your thing, and if nobody else says it, I appreciate you. I'm getting something out of it, and I'm just happy to be able to watch you guys and see you all just grow. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
What's your name?
Mrs. 100%.
That's my co-host.
Oh, thank you very much. Is that Butter Pecan?
No, Butter Pecan, unfortunately, is of ill health.
And
okay.
But
we
want
her healing energy and healing love.
Yeah, exactly.
She can get better.
And thank you very much for that. Like, you really touched on a good point. Like, you know, where... We ain't just looking to entertain 10 to 12. You know, we want to entertain all
everyone.
Ages. We want to inspire everyone, you know, just really opening those doors and showing that it doesn't matter. You don't have to be, you know, a teenager to change your life. You could be 30, you could be 40, you could be 50, you could be, you know, on your way out of here. And say, you know what, before I'm gone, I'm about to change at this moment. And as long as that happens, we're really proud of that.
We're
inspired.
Doing our job.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You guys are definitely a true inspiration. And I'm going to be sharing this to some of my sisters and my brothers and my son and niece and nephew, and just so that your message can get out there. Like you said, you don't have to be looked at in a negative light. Black women or women of color can do something positive. So, again, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that.
tell the people where they can find y'all again. Check out this magnificent web series.
www.shiroinproduction.com.
Shiro spelled S-H-E-R-O-E-S.
Yes. and then if you want to go straight to our blog, you go /blog. We have some very inspiring women on there. If you want to go straight to the webisodes, just, you know, shiroinproduction.com /webisodes with the S at the end. You know, follow us on Twitter. That's twitter.com/shiroinLA. You know, we're constantly trying to post some positive quotes. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/Shiros. And don't forget, just, you know, definitely follow us, you know, sign up so we can keep you posted at www.shirosinproduction.com.
Yep. Oh, definitely. I'm already a follower and an undercover stalker.
Convert. So you like me better now. We like Shiro Soccer.
Yeah. And spread the word, you know. Just tell people if you love it, spread the word, you know.
Oh, you know, it's definitely something that I'd want my nieces to look at. I mean, it's very positive. And once again, it represents to me the imagination at its highest form, because not only is it just the token, the women on the screen, but what you represent and bring to the characters and the story, it pulls you in and it makes you want more and more and more. And I think that's the beauty of it.
They got more for you. Yeah. Uh-huh. Keep on coming back and getting more and more. We got you. We appreciate you so much.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Well, I'd like to thank y'all for doing what you do. And, of course, anytime I can, there's anything that I can do, you know, feel free to give me a call and I'm there.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Well, I want to thank you, young lady, for coming on. And, of course, I'll be keeping in contact with you / stalking.
We'll be looking out for you, Dick.
and I look forward to catching up with you guys sometime this summer.
Because you'll be at Comic-Con, yes?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. All right. Okay. All right. We'll keep you posted on that, too.
All right.
Okay.
Right,
thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Good night.
All right.
Hello?
Oh, I think that was wrong. Okay. All right. That was Shiro's. If you haven't had the chance or opportunity to check it out and you're looking for something, not just for your kids, I mean, because this is definitely something that all young people should be watching. But as adults, I can say I thoroughly enjoy it. I think it's a concept that the only reason why it wouldn't work is because you work really hard to keep them off the air because you just think they're too positive. I mean, because there's nothing bad that I can say.
Right. And I think that this is something that every woman, it doesn't matter if you're a woman of color or not, I think every woman should get behind them on this because it's just that female camaraderie type of feeling is what you get. If you haven't looked at it, you should. it because it's an excellent series, and you're missing out if you don't check them out.
Female camaraderie. I thought all females hated each other.
That's the image, you know, and that's a really, really sad thing. It's very sad, but I believe that if we pull together, women everywhere, we can help one another out. If we just pull together, stop worrying about who's the prettiest and, you know, who has the best car, who has the best looking man, and just worry about what you're doing and support one another on all our endeavors, and we can do this.
Okay. Yeah, but somehow, and there's a whole conversation to be had about this, and we'll get to this after we come back from a break.
Okay.
And I want to touch on this a little bit more, but in between, this is Frankie Flowers, Will Not Be. We'll be right back.
He's a superstar, face soaking in tears, heart broken in his. Started telling her his plan, she was soaking it in. Told him that she had to leave, letting go of his hand. But the love didn't die down, the pain didn't go away. He woke up late the next morning, called her on the phone, hoping he could be alone with his darling. She didn't answer, didn't even call him when she left. She just boarded a plane and headed out west. Called him back in a couple of days, saying, baby, wait, let me explain. I had a job interview, and I knew if I told you it would kill you. I didn't get it, plus I really didn't like the city. You acting like you didn't hear what I said. So she just wrote him in the message. He didn't respond back, and that's how we left. You wanna be with me, but you can't be with me. You wanna live a fantasy life. You wanna have a diamond ring on your finger, wanna have everything that you see, right? You don't want to struggle, want someone that'll love you. Has to make a lot of cheese, right?
Yeah.
That's fine, me and you.
We'll never be.
He want to be real close to his lover friend. Her mother's always in the business, starting drama, and she doesn't talk much to him anymore. Don't know what's the reason, so he told her that he's leaving.
Yeah.
Thinking heavy right before he told her. Fighting these emotions and these feelings that he's holding. 10 months time, he'll be gone, and she won't be there to hold him. She asked him what is wrong, and this is what he told her. It would have helped if you spoke how you felt, but you didn't. All you did was sit back and listen. At a blank stare and emotionless body to the picture. I tried to stay a little longer with you. I'ma miss being around you. Clowning all the time, watching movies acting goofy while you listen to my rhyme. This is me saying goodbye. Have a safe trip overseas. I really love you, peace. You wanna be with me, but you can't be with me. Wishing everything would be right.
Yeah.
You wish your mama didn't mind that our love is real, but she has a problem with me, right?
Yeah.
Too scared to be grown on your own. Make decisions by yourself and be alone, right?
Yeah.
That's fine, me and you.
We'll never be.
He wanna be around when a child comes, but it's still tension in the air from all the old problems. She doesn't trust him really, thinking he's the same dude as before. That's why he stopped calling and coming around just to visit. Used to kick it with him like it's nothing. Now she tripped and started fussing. Told him that her baby daddy doesn't love her. He's a real clown, she can live without him, but she still want him. Said she changing the number and raise a kid on her own like her mama did with her. She's really hurt, thought her life would be different than her cousins and her best friends. She didn't want any kids, her plan was start a career in the medical field. Once she finishes school, move down to Atlanta, get a Lexus truck. But it didn't happen like that. You wanna be with me, but you can't be with me, cause I'm not what you need, right? Jealousy arguments all the time. We both know it still wouldn't be right. So you tell me something bogus, hoping I will let you go and that it's over, let it be, right? That's fine, me and you.
Smooth,
welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Frankie Flowers, Will Not Be. To be or not to be? That is the question. What is the answer? We were talking about images and how the struggle in today's society is to be able to get your image out there and have control of your image and how you're portrayed. And, I find it quite alarming that it is so hard to get positivity into the mainstream. I mean, it's like we have a feeding frenzy for negativity. It's kind of unparalleled. And things that are so foreign, you wouldn't think about it. Like, I saw a case, how we talk about internet and how people want to put themselves out there and I guess the to blog and to be famous and how we change for the worse in that way. There's a man who was charged with polygamy after befriending his first wife on Facebook. what happened? He of course was married, and he met his first wife online, and they broke up. And he was in prison for violating his parole, and he went back to Michigan and lost track of the first wife. Got back in contact with her. They were friends on Facebook. He befriends her, and after she found out he befriended her, saw that he married another woman by looking on his Facebook page and putting him, turning him into the authorities. And so he was charged with polygamy.
Even though him and his first wife were done and over with.
Well, I mean, technically, you're not done unless you get a divorce. It's not like...
But they never got a divorce.
Yeah. Well, the old days, it's like you go across country, you're just not talking no more. There's no internet. There's no way to... look somebody up. But now technology allows it where people who may not physically ever meet can converse and become friends, whatnot. You can know somebody for years and never have physically seen or touched them.
Mm-hmm.
I think along these lines, it fits how society has changed and how, we have a whole world that is real but not real.
Mm-hmm.
With the cyber world, and people are out of their bodies almost. Another case in point on this, last year, there was a guy in Florida who had wrote a pedophile manifesto on how
I remember that.
A pedophile. Well, there was another man in Kansas City who they found him guilty of sex crime. And they found that he kept records of his assaults, and he wrote handbooks on how to drug and molest girls. And you know, I get stuck thinking that, I mean, you know, one, to sit down and write how to take advantage and defile and destroy someone. You know, you take joy in writing that down. Two, it seems like it happens all the time now. I mean, we're hearing about it all the time, and you could say that it's the frenzy of the internet that everybody's connected. But I think we're too connected, and the negativity is, I mean, it's appalling, actually.
Absolutely. I agree with you. It goes back to things we were taught when we were younger, that misery loves company, and people would rather believe a lie than to believe the truth. And it's going all negative because there's not enough media entities out that are putting forth positive things. They would rather feed on the negative than to feed on the positive. You can just take, for instance, your local news station. Just turn it on any local news station and watch the 11 o'clock or the 6 o'clock news, and all you'll see is bad, 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 bad. And you'll see maybe one good thing, and if you're lucky, you'll see two good things. And then think about how long they actually linger on the good thing versus the bad thing. The bad thing will get the front page of the newspaper and the whole front page, and then it'll be a story on the inside of it. But in the midst of the bad story, there's this one little tiny two-paragraph article about something that happened good. So I think that, you know, focusing more on the negative is what's really going on, because for some sick reason, people like negativity. They like horror and bad things and, you know, things like you said, like pedophilia and stuff like that. People feed off of that, and it really goes to a person's heart. If your heart is evil, everything that you put forth is going to be evil. But if you're a good person, everything that you put forth is going to be positive and good. That's just my opinion, but
no,
I
believe in it. But you know, I just wonder where does the disconnect start? I mean, because when you see little kids, you know, you look in the classrooms, whatnot. You know, sometimes I wonder what happens to some of these individuals that make them be homeless and give up? What happens to some of these people that make them want to be cold-blooded killers? What makes this one want to be a drug? I mean, that negativity, I don't know if it's necessarily evil, but it's like we have capitalistic society, which the basis of it is to capitalize on someone, and that it's like it's slanting, everything is capitalized, capitalized, capitalized. So
mm-hmm.
We talked about, like, I had wanted to have the She-Rose on because a positive image. We need the positivity, something fun. It's like we don't want to have fun anymore. We just want to be negative, like you said, down. And, you know, is it the evil part, or is it we're slanted toward taking advantage? And
I think it's all of it, evil, greed, all of that plays a part. And no one can really say where that breakdown came in, but you know what, as human beings, we should all take part in trying to fix it. No, we're not going to be able to fix everything that's wrong, but if we stay positive and encourage one another, we can fix at least 85% of the things that are negative.
All right. Well, not to stop you, but our time is up, and this is something we definitely have to bring up again. Now, I want to thank you, Miss 100%, for being the great co-host that you are. I want to thank the Sheroes for coming on and enlightening us and bringing us show. And I want to thank the listeners for listening. And on that note, I'm Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-Word, Smooth Drama Radio. We out.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.